I've just been asked to share why I give at Kidamba Center, and talk a little bit about kind of how giving happens at Kidamba Center, and just use myself as an example of that. The reason I give is because I believe that to really benefit other people, I have to develop qualities myself first. So generosity is an important one. First one, critical one. and through my experience at Kidamba Center, I've developed a lot of faith in that. So I give. My giving at this point is probably a good mix of attachment and generosity. I see something, a result that I think would be pleasant to my mind, and so I try to make that happen. But the opportunity to practice, because it's all about practice, I just need practice, in an environment where we all acknowledge this, we're all working towards this mind that really has fully developed these qualities. And wherever we're at on that path, we try our best and we try together and we work together to do things with that end in mind is, to me, very beneficial. I think that I have experienced, you know, just in my observation, it seems that I've seen people give with sort of that spontaneous wish of benefiting others. That's what it appears to me. And I just feel that that's so inspiring and so motivating. So I give to Kidamba Center when I give, to be a part of that community, to have that experience, to have that support. Also, I give to Kidamba Center because of the teachings, because of the lineage, because we have such a dedicated spiritual program coordinator, and all of the things that this place offers gives the opportunity to other people to have the ability to hear these teachings in English, to experience Western teachers come and have this Western experience. We have the ability to meditate here, to purify, to create merit, to go on these Taramani retreats. There's so much. So I think it's helpful, as I practice my giving, to give to a place where I think it can give the opportunity to other people. Sorry, I'm starting off on such a rough patch. So how to support that? So practically, what can we do? At Kidamba Center, our budget's $250,000. $200,000 of that comes in during the annual appeal. Oh, I guess it must be a little more. Anyway, $200,000 of that comes in during the annual appeal, meaning that people do one-time. God, I'm good, thank you. People set up their one-time gifts, or they set up their monthly giving. So, monthly giving. I love monthly giving because I don't forget. I've been around long enough that I had to remember to bring a check in and write it and put it in the box. But now I can set things up online. It's very easy. I can think about my monthly budget and go, what would I spend on a couple therapy sessions? Or what would I spend to just keep the doors open at my gym, whether I bother going there or not? And I think about, you know, I might be fine giving $20 a month to NPR, but the base at Kidamba Center is a little bit smaller than that, so I consider things like that. So of that $200,000 that is accounted for during this annual appeal time, less than half of that is from monthly gifts. So a lot of it is from one-time gifts. So we don't have endowments or grants that I know of. We don't. But we have some very generous one-time givers. My husband and I budget our personal budget in a way that is, we set aside, we do like our own little personal tithing. We set aside an amount of our income every month to go towards bigger gifts. He calls it saving for impact. So as things come up throughout the year, whether it's something with a family member or something with a nonprofit or whatever it may be, we like to allocate our money that way. And that's not to say that everybody should do that. Everybody has their own personal methods, but sometimes it's nice to hear people's methods. And then my favorite part, actually, is this other funds. Because getting back to what I'm even trying to do, develop generosity, right? So visiting teachers, Dharma class, memorials, pujas, General Donna, when I have the opportunity to give for a visiting teacher, you guys have come in the door probably for a visiting teacher and seen all these dedications on the door. So a lot of times, for me personally, when I give in that way, I spend a little bit more time thinking about my intention, thinking about what my motivation is, writing it down, turning it in, so that I can really probably do a little bit better job with developing the attitude of generosity in my mind. Now, that is not to say I don't have the opportunity every month. I get an email, and I could certainly rejoice at that email that says you gave monthly from Kadampa Center and dedicate the merit. So that'll be an aspiration for 2020. but I think that is my job for today, is to share these kind of big numbers with you and to share what I did. Thank you.